The following is a presentation of Labor Radio, the voice of workers' world today in diversity, inclusion, and equality. This weekly program, with various labor leaders and experts, tackles today's topics and highlights the issues and concerns of workers, blue and white collar, discusses the labor way, and how diversity without inclusion is inequality. For more information, visit www.laborradio.nyc. That's www.laborradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined today by Ms. Laura Moran, who is the president of Local 2627, DC37. And she's going to be talking about what's been happening out there with her membership, with workers as well, in general, on the front line, and how important it is for us to exercise our power to vote so we can have better representation. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Our pleasure.
Right now, we're in a big fight to get the federal government to push through this HERO fund that people who are in the front line, those like the grocery workers, mm-hmm. the EMTs, the nurses and doctors who happen to show up to work. My members, who the technicians, mostly technicians, or even the LANWAN people, they still have to go in and be exposed. And be exposed to other people, and so they want to give them $13 per hour extra on their salary, starting going back from February, I believe, and will end in December 31st. So if we can get support for this bill, for these bills, and Albany has a similar bill to try to push through, but it's for private industry, and the city has something similar that we need to be behind these bills, because these people in the front line. They really deserve it. They put their lives on danger. And I'm talking about grocery workers. Some of them make very little money, barely making minimum wage. And they can really use this money to help them out. So, and also that we can use support in pushing forward these telework bills that are in Albany. Also the flexible work schedule. So these things are very important. And then the city of New York and the state of New York really need for Congress to push forward a bill to help fund $13 billion for the state and money for the city, all because that's how much it's going to cost, because jobs will be lost. There will be massive layoffs if the federal government don't come through and try to, because they're talking about, Mitch McConnell's talking about red and blue state, mm-hmm. The blue states mismanaged, which is not true. When they had tornadoes destroying them, we was there for them. Why they can't be there for us when we go through? We could not help this disease. It was the president who did not do anything to stop this disease. So if Obama was there when Ebola came, only two people died. And then he was over there saying, then Trump had the nerve to say Obama should resign. What is he going to do? Close to 60,000, over 60,000 people are dead. Over a million people have contracted because he took no action. We need the federal government to bail us out. They can bail out big corporations. Why they can't bail out and keep city people, keep city workers working?
That's
because
true.
It's not, without them, without this, without a bailout, layoffs are definitely going to come.
Right, and we need to show our power in November,
especially. Get out there and vote.
Yes, yes.
People have to get out there and vote. We cannot allow, because each time the Republicans have the presidency, we go through some type of massive recession, because they're the ones that spend up the money and lower taxes, so there's less tax revenue coming in. And then they give out all these big contracts to their friends and family. Mm-hmm. And then we end up in a recession. When Bush, the last Republican, Bush, we had a massive recession because of all the regulations he rolled back.
Yes, that's true.
And then Trump, he disbanded the pandemic group that Obama put together in 2018. He disbanded them, got rid of them. They would have stopped this from coming to our country.
And now we have Jared Kushner leading the charge.
What do he know? He's not a medical professional. And then Trump telling people to use disinfectant.
And Clorox.
Asking, can you use disinfectant inside the human body? Well, this is ridiculous.
This is
ridiculous. We got, whenever the Republicans are in office, we go through, the country goes 20 years backwards. They want to roll back all regulation and let corporations do whatever they want. When I was in graduate school, I had a college professor that says, any organization that has a union deserves a union. Because if organizations were doing what they were supposed to do, who would want to pay union dues?
That's
so
true.
That means they're not doing right by their employees. They're mistreating them, they're abusing them, and that's why the unions are. That's why people get band together and form a union so that they can push back and be able to get some type of dignity. It's not all about benefits; it's about dignity first.
Human
dignity.
I always
tell our members who say, "Oh, you can opt out and do this." Yeah, but guess what? If the union's not there, we're like the Marines on the wall. Guarding your benefits. If we're not up there to make sure that that management is not trying to roll back your benefits, because once we go away, you're gonna lose your pension, you're gonna lose your sick leave, your annual leave, you're gonna lose your health insurance, because they don't want to do none of that. 5-day work week. That was because of unions. But like I said, we gotta vote. And we got to make sure that we keep the union strong. The labor movement is what is the is what makes this country and created the middle class.
Right.
I'm sorry, it's just a little.
Thank you so much, Ms. Moran.
You're welcome.
All right, I can hear the passion in your voice and how you feel about those issues. And we need more Ms. Morans out there. Fighting
Man,
and standing for us.
It burns me. It just burns me that I'm suffering personally because of the mismanagement of this current administration.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the hospital suffering. My youngest daughter came down. Luckily, she's survived too, so it affects us.
It does. It does.
It hit home.
It does.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This has been a presentation of Labor Radio, the voice of workers world today. This weekly program with various labor leaders and experts tackles today's topics and highlights the issues and concerns of workers, blue and white collar, discusses the labor way and how diversity without inclusion is inequality. For more information, visit www.laborradio.nyc. That's www.laborradio.nyc.